In our first reading today, there's kind of an explosion of characters. There's so many different characters mentioned in the story, almost more characters than we have people in the church. We could kind of do an enactment. We see this in the Acts as well. There's a lot more movement and people involved in the story in Acts, because we've gone from Jesus kind of just working particularly with the 12. He had a few more followers around him, maybe 100 or a couple of hundred, and the other people that come and encounter him in different ways or come and argue with him. But then from the start of Acts, suddenly you've got thousands of converts, and then suddenly they're going to new towns here and there and everywhere, new people getting converted and becoming leaders in the church. And here we have Paul going to Corinth today, and he meets Aquila and Priscilla, who become key members of the church there. And then they start working together, and then Silas and Timothy, who are already key co-workers with Paul in the mission, they come, they work together, and then they're preaching in the synagogues, and then everybody's rejecting him and driving them out. But then they find this guy next door, and he's got a house, and they can have the house church there. But then the head of the synagogue as well, is he converts, and all of his family as well, and there's more Christians, and they become part of the church. So there's lots going on. And as I reflected on that, I think it shows us something of kind of God's perspective of what's going on in the world. In our spiritual view of things, I think sometimes we can become a bit narrow, like we can have our blinders on and just be thinking about, okay, what's going on in my little spiritual life? What's going on between me and God today? But when we think of God's perspective of the world, even what there's almost 20 of us kind of here in the church today, and I don't know how many of you watching online, but God's working in each of our lives in different ways, and he's impacting each of our spiritual lives by the lives of the others, and inspiring us, and we're inspiring one another. And just like you see in the Acts of the Apostles today, there's conversions and reversions and rejections and the sin and all this kind of stuff going on in each of our hearts. And this is kind of God's beautiful view of the world, that he's holding this great drama of all these different lives. And you're thinking about where each of us are going to go today, and we're going to meet lots of other people. Maybe hundreds of people will be crossing the paths of today. God's at work in each of their lives, maybe trying to draw them to faith, open them up to a relationship with him. Maybe he's kind of inspiring them in mission and in work and trying to do something. Maybe he's just trying to get them through a dark time, and maybe he's calling them to have a particular impact on you in their witness today, or maybe he's calling you to have a particular impact on them today. But there's this amazing drama going on between all of us, and this is the church as well, that God's got his hand in all of this and has profound intimate relationship with every single one of us, but is also drawing us together. And so I want to invite you to just open your hearts to this reality today, all those different people that you're going to encounter, to not only be thinking today of, okay, what's God saying to me and what do I need to do to open up to grace today, but what's God doing in all of these people? What's God saying to them in their lives? What are the graces that they're yearning for? What are the graces that I can help to bring to them? What are the graces that they can help to bring to me? Who's being converted and who's wrestling with their faith and who's needing God to lead them through a dark time? Let's be open to, perhaps you might find a quiet moment today. I don't know if you're kind of eating lunch, you might be in a busy street or a cafeteria or something where there's lots of people around. You might just kind of look and invite God to share with you something of that perspective of what's going on in this wonderful human family, and what is God asking us to do in the midst of that to bring grace, to witness to his love, or to receive something from our brothers and sisters.